A Jewish Austrian neurosurgeon, Viktor Frankl, was also the youngest student of Sigmund Freud, and he devoted his life to psychology. During World War II, he ended up in concentration camps. He said that what helped him survive in this hell on earth was a quote from Friedrich Nietzsche. He who has a why to live can bear almost any how. This phrase later became his motto, and he founded a school of psychology, logotherapy, which helps people to overcome life's difficulties by finding a reason for their existence. He who has a why to live can bear almost any how. We put so much effort into improving the conditions of our lives, that is, focusing on the question of how. We pay so much attention to ensuring that our children get life skills, the ability they need to earn living, that is, we are concerned with the question of how for their lives. They go to schools where they are taught for their future careers. We sign them up for sports, music, chess clubs. At home, we teach them to be responsible and honest. All these skills are certainly necessary, but this all just answers the questions of how they're going to live their lives, how will they make money, how will they behave. And how much effort do we put in answering the question of why? Why should I live? Who needs me? Why did I come here? Am I replaceable? What would happen if I would vanish? If I have to find the meaning of my life on my own, how can I be sure that I found it correctly? If I have to create the meaning of my life, then I guess it has to mean that when I was born, my life was meaningless. And if I don't create this meaning myself, it will remain meaningless? These answers are far from obvious. And they're definitely much more important than the answers to technical questions of how to live. But the education system does not spend 1 minute of classroom time on answering these most important questions. And how much time do we spend on these issues at home? And can we answer these questions for our children? Have we answered these questions for ourselves? While we devote all of our efforts to secondary topics, the most important issues remain unaddressed. And understanding the answers to these questions can take even more time than learning technical life skills. In Judaism, these questions are answered through the stories and teachings of the Torah, which form a comprehensive Jewish worldview. Our customs, rituals, our liturgy allow these ideas to permeate our minds. Jewish stories and Jewish songs support these ideas. This education, like any education, takes time and effort. In universities, your children will learn how to live. In order for them to know why, they need to be given a Jewish education. At Ariel, we have a Sunday school that will help your children to find answers to the most important questions.